Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker expected to give us the latest update on the coronavirus pandemic at about 2:30 this afternoon, and you will hear that here live on WBBM. Meanwhile, the governor has extended the stay-at-home order to April 30th, as the number of confirmed cases in Illinois now stands at just under 6,000 with 99 deaths. WBBM's Jim Goodis with the latest.
Governor Pritzker also extended the state order closing schools until the end of April, but he says it will be up to local schools to determine how students are taught from home.
Remote learning will look different for every district and maybe even for every school. School districts will create plans based upon their local resources.
The state's public health director, Dr. Ngozi Ezike, pleaded with Illinoisans to stay home to curb the spread of the virus and reduce the growing burden on hospitals.
The concern is that our medical resources will be stretched to their limits.
Among those in the Chicago area, among the state's rising COVID-19 death toll, 17 people in Cook County ranging in age from 50s to 90s, two women in their 70s in DuPage County, a man in his 80s in King County, a woman in her 60s in Lake County, and a man and a woman both in their 80s in Will County. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A physician from Indiana is sharing his story about what he says was ignorance concerning the coronavirus.
His name is David. He doesn't want his last name used. He's an oncologist. He's Asian, of Korean descent, born in Kentucky. He stopped at a Marathon gas station in Martinsville, Indiana. A sign on the door read, "Do not enter if you have a fever or feel ill." When he walked in, he says the clerk went off, in his words.
He was very angry and told me to get out. He was not allowed to buy anything there, not allowed to use the bathroom there, never come back, don't ever come back, in a very violent and hateful way.
Wish TV in Indianapolis tried to talk to the manager. Police were called. Martinsville Police Chief Kurt Sprivey showed up.
Exactly what I was told was anyone of Chinese descent was not allowed in the store, and it was directly related to the spread of the coronavirus.
But he said a crime was not committed. He said it was inappropriate. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Three more employees at the Cook County Circuit Court Clerk's Office have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the office total to 11. Two of the newly diagnosed employees work in the Daily Center in the Loop. The third works at the Records Center in Cicero. A spokesman says two of the new patients are hospitalized. You'll find much more on the situation at WBBMNewsRadio.com/coronavirus. Governor Pritzker says the state is doing everything possible to release more state prisoners to prevent the further spread of coronavirus. Pritzker says nearly 300 more inmates have been released, and the state is continuing to review case files to potentially let even more go. Chicago police say there was an overall drop in crime last month compared to March of last year.
Governor Pritzker's COVID-19 preventing stay-at-home order took up a third of March, a month that saw 24 people killed in the city of Chicago. That compares to 35 murders last March. Still, there were several more shootings and gun violence victims last month compared to last year. Police say there were fewer robberies, thefts, burglaries, and carjackings. Carjacking arrests were up. The number of illegal guns that were confiscated, 2,100 during the first 3 months of the year. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
There are several reports. Three finalists have been named as candidates to head the Chicago Police Department. They include former Dallas Police Chief David Brown, current Deputy Chicago Police Chief Ernest Cato, and current Aurora Police Chief Kirsten Zeman. The Chicago Police Board will hold a special meeting via teleconference at 4 o'clock this afternoon to announce the nominations. Then it's up to Mayor Lightfoot to either choose one of the nominees or ask the board to come up with another list. Her final choice would have to be confirmed by the city council. Local researchers are rolling out an app aimed at helping families visit neonatal intensive care units during the COVID-19 outbreak.
It's called Smart NICU to Home. Northwestern University officials say it allows parents to check in on their babies from afar, sending updates throughout the day on their vital signs and personalized information and education, such as common NICU terminology and who is caring for their baby at any given time. Researchers say the app features built-in emotional support for families and also allows them to post updates on their baby's progress via a private social media account. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.